Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Conversational Induction. In this file, I am going to put you into trance by way of conversation. Some people would call this a stealth induction, but it can't really be stealth if you know what you're listening to. It might also be slightly awkward since I'll be doing all of the talking, and normally a conversation would be two parties participating at the very least. Though, I think you'll find yourself placed in the position of my conversational partner quite easily. Just listening to this, just knowing that you're in a talk with me, goes easy as it is. So I'm going to begin with something simple. Now, there are all kinds of ways you can do conversational inductions. You can do them through self-reference, talking about hypnosis, or even just talking about completely different things. I wonder which one you would prefer. Would you prefer to be surprised? Or would you like to know what's going to happen? Yeah, I think surprise would be better. But how will I surprise you? See, the most difficult thing is that the intention is on the tin. The title says it all. It says what's going to happen, and here you are, wanting to be put into trance. But you don't want to notice it. You don't really want to know what's going to happen until it's already happened. But how am I going to do that when you know what's going to happen? Well, there are a number of ways, but I'm not going to tell you just now. You'll find out when it's already too late. You're going to find out what's happened after it's happened. When you find yourself fluttering and floating a little bit just listening, and when your eyelids are just becoming heavier by the tone of my voice, but that's okay. One thing we need for a conversation is a subject. We could make the subject you, but that might be a bit too confrontational. So let's choose something else. The weather is an often used conversational topic, but, well, depending on where you live, it's either boring or depressing. So let's think of something nicer. Well, there are, of course, the standards of sports, work, school, but we have to deal with them too much already. Then there are the other specific subjects, like games or hypnosis, who knows. No, I'll have to pick something a little different. You know, it'd be an interesting subject. Imagination. Everything in life is a metaphor, even normal conversation. Because everything that we talk about is a meaning conveyed through a structure of words where we don't actually know if the person who listens has the same metaphor meaning as the person who's speaking. When I say something like, "Can you feel heavier?" is that something that you internalize instantly, feeling your limbs becoming more relaxed? Or is it more you imagining yourself turning into lead? And the same thing goes when people see things in clouds which are never the same, or how the same experience can be so different to people. One person listening to this file will have a dreamy look in their eyes as soon as I start speaking, while the other person is listening with curiosity and a bit of surprise to what's going to happen, while yet others may be mildly bored but find the cadence of my voice pleasant and relaxing, so they might listen a while longer, because why not? It's not like they have anything better to do. That's okay. But imagination is a very strange and beautiful thing. There's very little that we understand about it fully, but a lot of things that we know that are mostly true. People built a whole map, a whole matrix of the world, where they see things and they have their own meanings tied to them. Rain for one person can be a very sad moment, while for someone else, rain is a sign of life and wealth for the world. A walk on a beach can be so different to different people. What do you pay attention to? Some of the trash laying in the sand or the beautiful reflection of the sun in the ocean? Do you allow yourself to relax with the soft wind going through your hair? Or do you just listen to the rush of the waves going in and out? Now, as your eyelids are getting heavier, you might notice that something is going on, and some of it is obvious, while others less obvious. But let's go back to the subject at hand of imagination. See, your mind, even when you think you might not be very creative, is incredibly complex. It can see patterns in all kinds of places. Have you ever looked at a shadow and saw something mysterious? Or noticed a cool shape in the clouds? It doesn't even matter if you draw or write or do anything else creative. Your mind is being creative all the time. It listens and interprets and it tries to figure out metaphors, the meaning of the words that are being said. My words by themselves are empty if someone hasn't learned the meaning that we usually tie to them. When I say something like, relax, does it mean the same thing to every person? If someone doesn't speak English, my words are no more than just a flow of melody and language. So imagination is important. Because even if you didn't know the meaning of the words themselves, I think my tone would help you to let go of your mind. See, my tone is friendly and welcoming, allowing you to feel safe and warm and relaxed and heavy, and enjoying that feeling of imagining where you are, something else, someone else for a moment. What else could you be? There are so many things, so many places. Would it be an adventure or something deeply relaxing? Flying or somewhere low? Heavy or light? Fluttering and falling? It could be all kinds of things. But when you're listening to something as simple as this, a conversational induction, my words will have an effect on you. But what effect they have can be very personal. Are you picking up the one word or the other? The hidden meaning or the obvious meaning? Are you following along with my words and just feeling yourself having difficulty keeping your eyes open? Or are you just staring blankly with no thoughts in your head? Now, the beautiful thing about a conversation is that in a way, it is a communication between one person and another. And you are communicating back to me in a very subtle way. By listening, by letting yourself drop, you feel yourself participating in this conversation. Even though you don't have to say anything at all, you are still there, listening, being part of it, moving along with it. Just letting yourself fall deeper and deeper while you forget to notice what's going on. See, you're just listening to this as if it's the most normal thing in the world. And by now, your mind is listening beautifully relaxed to my voice. So when I would say something like drop, your mind wouldn't even think about it anymore and just close your eyes and feel yourself relax. It's a little bit like falling asleep, but you're not really paying attention to it. You know that moment when you're almost asleep and your head sort of falls forward and you jerk it back up? But then you go deeper, you fall again and you forget to jerk it back up, and then maybe you go back again a little bit, and then again and again until finally your head stops going back up again and you're just deeply into trance. And that feels nice. It feels nice to let yourself fall very deep into trance when you're listening. You can imagine so very easily that you'd be in a state of trance with just a complete blank face, with your mind and body just open to the words and the phrases, the meanings and metaphors. And it's already happened. And only now that you're noticing do you notice that it's too late to think about it, because your thoughts are fading away in a blissful emptiness. And maybe you didn't notice at all. Maybe noticing has helped you forget what to notice, and notice that your forgetting has even faded away into the blissful emptiness of confusion, just a light feeling of calm spreading from the base of your neck to the rest of your body as you go blank and you drop. Now in a moment, this file will end. And when it does, you can just remain nice and deep as long as my voice follows. Otherwise, you'll awaken refreshed, warm, happy, and rested. You'll find yourself maybe slightly surprised at how well this worked. And at the same time, it is fun. Enjoy yourself safely. Let yourself fall even deeper for a moment. You no longer have to lift your head. Enjoy.